USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the Democratic-led U.S. House impeachment investigation into President Trump continues, Republicans have been trying to chip away at the credibility of some of the witnesses. Yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman's supervisors and colleagues had concerns about his judgment.
When Mr. Morris was asked by Mr. Castor, did anyone ever bring concerns to you that they believe Colonel Vindman may have leaked something, Mr. Morrison replied, yes.
Vindman's on the National Security Council and monitored President Trump's controversial July phone call with the president of Ukraine. He rejected the assertion that he had leaked vital information. The Pentagon says two service members died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan that does not appear to have been related to combat. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian, the Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The next Democratic presidential debate will be held tonight in Atlanta. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders take center stage. Also in the debate, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senators Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, and Cory Booker, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and businessman Andrew Yang, as well as Tom Steyer. The two-hour debate will be moderated by four women and starts tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Two federal corrections officers who are on duty tonight that sex offender and politically connected financier Jeffrey Epstein died in a Manhattan jail cell are pleading not guilty. The two officers indicted yesterday charged with falsifying government documents as they're accused of failing to check on Epstein every 30 minutes as they were required to do, and then covering it up by doctoring logs. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The UN is criticizing United States policy when it comes to families detained at the southern border. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A United Nations Human Rights Report says the United States has the world's highest rate of child detention, and its policy of separating children at the U.S.-Mexico border amounts to inhumane treatment. Attorney Manfred Nowak authored the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights Global Study on Children Deprived of Liberty and said the U.S. policy under President Trump to separate migrant children from parents is absolutely prohibited by the U.N. Convention of the Rights of the Child. He said it's inhumane treatment for both the parents and the children. He also said there's quite a number of children that are separated from their parents, and neither the children nor the parents know where each other are. More than 100,000 migrant children are still being held in U.S. detention centers. That's far more than all of the other countries where they have reliable figures.
And preparations are underway for the 93rd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Crews were showing off new floats and features to school kids yesterday. In northern New Jersey, there are five new floats this year, including Blue's Clues, a Lego float called the Brick Changer, and the glittering dinosaur named Rexy in the city. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.